Amen. Folks, 2 Kings 4, verse 26. Just one verse. I'd like you to ponder it carefully. It asks some questions that are very suitable for a time such as this. The end of a year. The last gospel meeting of a year. When we think of God's goodness to us. 2 Kings 4 verse 26. These are the words of Elisha to Gehazi, his servant. And he's speaking about the Shunammite woman. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her. And say unto her. Think of the questions that are asked. Think of them very carefully. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Those are good questions to ask at the end of another year. Is it well? Well spiritually. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. For a few minutes, I'd like you to ponder, consider with me the subject of a divided family circle. And remember, we're thinking of a family circle being divided, not so much in time, but in eternity. If you think of the name Calvin, the family name of Calvin. Calvin came from Noyon in France. John Calvin became a great man of God. He was greatly used at the time of the Reformation, often described as the prince of expositors or the prince of the commentators upon the word of God. A great man of God. But John Calvin had a brother called Charles, the complete opposite. Charles didn't live a godly life. Charles lived a shameless life. Charles, in fact, would have to be described as an immoral wretch. You think of that. One family, so divided. And the reality is that the family was divided for all eternity. Because Charles Calvin died without Christ as a saviour. And the same is true, men and women, if you think of the family of Hudson Taylor, the great missionary, the man that was the founder of the China Inland Mission. He had godly parents. In fact, his mother prayed. She got alone with God, sought the Lord, until she had the assurance that God had heard her prayer for her son Hudson, that he would be saved and that God would make him a missionary. But Hudson Taylor had an older brother who had a great place in the history of this country. He had great position and prestige and fame. He was a great parliamentarian of his day. But you know, men and women, all the Encyclopedia Britannica says about him, he was a brother of Hudson Taylor. In fact, Hudson was far more famous than his brother ever was. And he too, listen to me carefully, he too died without Christ as a saviour. You think of a family divided spiritually. And think of what it must be or what it must mean for a family to be divided spiritually forever. What of your family tonight? What of your family circle? Is it divided? Will it be broken in eternity? Some go to heaven and some other members go to hell. Just think of that. Maybe you will go to heaven and some of the other members of the family die without Christ. Is that an awful thought, men and women? This is a time for the family, Christmas, the new year, the holiday period. This is a family occasion, a meeting such as this, focusing on the family and things relating to our loved ones. Nice to have the family with us. Nice to have the family together at the holiday time. Nice to have the family with us in the house of God. Doesn't often happen. Sometimes the family is so busy, places to go here and there. Some describe it like this. The only time families get together is at the hatching, matching, and dispatching. In other words, the births, the deaths, and the funerals. Nice to have the family together with you on earth. But here's the vital question, men and women. Will the family be united? Will the family be all together in heaven, in the glory land? If you think of the first family, remember that important principle of Bible study, the principle of the first mention. Well, the first family recorded in the Bible experienced many sad events. Remember Adam and Eve driven from the garden, driven from the presence of God. Think that it was a family that experienced the murder of a son, their second boy. Many tragic experiences, sad experiences. But you know, men and women, what was the most tragic fact of that first family is that not all the family members were saved. The first family had a broken family circle in eternity. Think of how sad for the first family to be a divided family spiritually. Cain was the first child, the first person ever to be born. Remember Adam created by God's direct power, Eve taken from the side of Adam, also by the hand of God. Cain, the first child ever to be born. But he was never born again. The first child ever to be born physically was never saved spiritually. Cain went to hell. The book of Jude tells us of that, makes it very clear. Speaking of Cain, it says, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. I want you to remember that. The first child born, Cain, he's not in heaven. If you get to heaven, you'll see many people. But one person you'll not see is Cain. What a thought, men and women. What a reality. The first child went to a lost eternity. And what a painful thought, men and women, that is. Not to have all the family saved. To think that there would be members of the family that you would be separated from forever, for all eternity. You think of David and his family. David's family too is divided and broken in eternity. Just think of him, picture him in your mind for a moment as he stands at the graveside of Absalom, his son, and listen to his agony. Listen to the awful lamentation that he made that day. Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee. Do you ever ask yourself why he uttered those words, would God I had died for thee? He would have wanted to have died in the place of his son. I'll tell you why. Why he uttered those words. It's because Absalom was not saved. David knew he died without Christ. He knew that his son was lost, and he wished, he longed, that he could have changed places with Absalom. Would God I had died for thee. The thought of Absalom being in hell, as he stood there at the graveside, the thought of his son being lost, that was something, men and women, that was breaking the heart of God's servant, the man that the Bible describes as the man after God's own heart. You picture your own funeral, especially if you're out of Christ. And when you die, will you leave your family? And will you leave them forever? Go out into eternity with no hope of ever seeing them again? With never a prospect of ever having an opportunity of being reunited with your loved ones once more. Think of that. If they die in Christ and you die out of Christ, death will separate you. Separate the family. And separate it for all eternity. Just ponder for a moment those things, men and women. And ask about your own family. Ask yourself that question. Are they all saved? All in Christ at the end of 2015? all united in salvation. What a blessing, if that is so for you. We've heard a little of that tonight. What a blessing. Let me tell you, men and women, there's no wealth. There's nothing else that this world can ever give you that will ever compensate for the fact of having all your family found in Jesus Christ. Is all the family united in salvation? What about yourself? Let me put the question to you specifically and pointedly tonight. What about you? Are you saved? Perhaps you could be described tonight as the black sheep of the family. The only member of your family not right with God. Can I ask you, will the family meet you one day in heaven? You meet here tonight, God's house, the gospel meeting, meet here with other members of your family circle. But here's the question. Will they meet you one day at Jesus' feet? Or could it be, awful thought that it is, heart-wrenching, heart-breaking, but could it be you'll be the only member of the family not there, not in heaven? How awful, men and women, how tragic that would be. Do you remember the story of Sisera, the captain of the Canaanite host? And he went to battle against Deborah and Barak. Do you remember that Sisera's mother, the scriptures tell us that she was watching. Watching for her son coming home from battle. Watching for him through the window. As many millions of mothers have done ever since that day. But Sisera never came home again. The Bible tells us that Jael slew him with a tent peg. But you lift that onto another plane, men and women. In heaven, will there be family members watching as the mother of Sisera watched that day? Family members that will be watching and waiting for your arrival, but they'll be disappointed because you'll never come. You'll never be saved. Never be in heaven. You look around the gospel meeting tonight and consider your family members that are here present. Think of others absent from the gathering tonight, but think of a wife and a husband. Think of a mother and a father. A mother's love and a father's care. Think of children, grandchildren. Consider brothers and sisters. And as you think of them and look at them carefully, realize this solemn truth. If you die without Christ, you'll never see those loved ones again. You will be divided. You will be separated from them. Forever and forever and forever. You can hardly bear to think of the reality of that, men and women. Can I ask you, if you're out of Christ, is that what you want? Is that what you would want your eternity to be like? I can assure you, it's certainly not what we would want. We'd want you to be saved. We'd want your family circle to be unbroken by and by, as we sang about it just a little earlier. You think of the story of Noah, so familiar to us all. The Bible tells us that the family of Noah was all in the ark. They were all saved. They were all safe from judgment. They were all in the place of refuge. And that's what we would want for you, for your family too. All to be saved. All to be safe from the wrath that is to come. We would want you to know that great and chief blessing of household salvation. All the family to be safe in Christ and safe from the wrath that is to come. I'll say this to you in closing. These words we've taken as our text, 2 Kings 4:26, the woman of Shunem, the questions that Elisha asked to this woman through his servant Gehazi. Think of what Elisha asked. Is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? Do you know what those three questions sum up, men and women? That entire family circle. That those were all the members of that family. The wife, the Shunammite woman, her husband, and the child. And remember, at the time that the question was asked, the child was dead. Is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? She was able to answer that it's well. The word there in the Hebrew is that familiar word shalom. Is it peace to thee? See, there's such a depth to that word. Is it peace to thee? Peace with God, peace in the light of eternity. And she was able to say, it's well, or it is peace. It was well with all of their souls. Well with every member of the family. I've not a doubt that child was saved. There's no other way, men and women. Think of the difference between David at Absalom's grave and that Shunammite woman with that child in her arms. There's only one way you can say it's well in the face of death. And that's if it's well with the soul of the one that died. So all the family was saved. It was well with the woman. It was well with her husband. It was well with the child. A family circle united. What a mercy, men and women. Can I ask you tonight, is it well with your family? You can go through the names, the members, just as Elisha went through with that Shunammite woman. Well with thee. Your husband, your child, your children. Is it well with the souls of your family members? Is it well with you tonight? If not, I urge you, you come to Christ. No better way, no more blessed way to end this year 2015 than by coming to Christ, experiencing His salvation, having the assurance in your heart, it is well, well with your soul. Let there be, men and women, what a mercy, what a blessing it would be on this church, this meeting tonight. Let there be uniting of family circles in Christ in this gathering before you go from this place. Think of the words of that hymn as I finish. One by one their seats were emptied. One by one they went away. Here the circle has been broken. Will it be complete one day? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, in a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky? We're going to sing.